From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence in last year's U.S. election, a probe led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. He has been looking into allegations that the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win the election. Mueller also examining the possibility the president may have tried to interfere with the Russia investigation. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the president's spokesperson.
There's still no evidence of collusion between the president and anyone. If any collusion took place, it would be between the DNC and the Clintons. And I think we're starting to now see that all of the things that the Democrats had accused this president of doing, they were actually guilty of themselves. And I think that's a really big problem that should be certainly looked at.
Mueller probe is also examining possible financial ties between Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign. A U.S. service member was killed and six others wounded in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan's Logar province Friday. The Resolute Support Mission office said the crash was not the result of enemy action. United States and South Korean defense leaders say that they have military options and enough countermeasures to respond to accelerating threats by North Korea. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis.
Our combined effort is to deter that sort of threat or to have military options, many different military options, that would realistically reduce that threat as low as possible. And yes, we do have those options.
At the same news conference, South Korean Defense Minister Song Young-moo said that the U.S.-South Korean alliance would forcefully respond to North Korea's provocations. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.N. Children's Fund warns potentially life-threatening malnutrition is soaring among Rohingya refugee children who have fled to Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, to escape violence and abuse in Myanmar. Alicia Schlein reports for VOA.
The UN Children's Fund does not know the extent of acute malnutrition among Rohingya child refugees. So UNICEF spokeswoman Marixi Mercado says a nutrition survey is underway that will provide vital data when it is completed in November.
What we already know is that the combination of malnutrition, sanitary conditions, and disease in the refugee settlements is potentially catastrophic for children.
More than 600,000 Rohingya refugees have arrived in Cox's Bazar since August 25th to escape violence and persecution in Myanmar's northern Rakhine state. Children comprise nearly 60% of the refugees.
A senior Afghan government official has disappeared in neighboring Pakistan, where he was seeking medical treatment in a private capacity. That's according to officials Saturday. The deputy governor of the eastern Kunar province, Qazi Muhammad Nabi, was in Peshawar before being abducted. His relatives informed the Afghan consulate in the northwestern Pakistani city. No one has claimed responsibility for the alleged kidnapping thus far. Public anger continues to rise in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico as details emerge about a no-bid contract awarded to a little-known U.S. company to restore the island's power grid, which was destroyed by Hurricane Maria. U.S. lawmakers have begun demanding closer scrutiny of the $300 million contract awarded to the company, in which they are accused of paying workers five times the usual rate there. President Donald Trump says he was now ordered the release of all files pertaining to the assassination of President John Kennedy. He had originally ordered hundreds of the files remain secret, at least temporarily, in the interest of national security. Much of the scholarly interest in the assassination papers focus on files concerning a visit by the Kennedy assassin Lee Harvey Oswald to Mexico 2 months before he allegedly killed the president in Dallas, Texas on November 22, 1963. White House official briefing reporters refused to comment when asked about the Mexico City files. Controversy and conspiracy theories sprung up within days after the assassination. In less than a week of Kennedy's death, President Lyndon Johnson appointed a Supreme Court justice to conduct an inquiry. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.